Good morning. I just wanted to read this verse here before I get started because it means something kind of special to me. It says, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. It's no accident that the offering is built into a worship service because an offering is an act of worship. When I was in high school, I kind of, was bombarded with the idea of, you give to get blessed. And God really changed my heart in high school that the reason I'm giving is not because I want to get blessed, but because I'm already blessed. And he's given me those blessings in my life. And it's an act of worship to show him appreciation and gratitude for him to further his kingdom using that. So, Christ Community, where are we headed financially? Next slide. Most of us in here can remember when we were in the Oak Hall years. And that was a great time in the life of our church. And the Lord was gracious enough to envision us to move towards a building. And so that kind of came about at around 2008 when we started to think about those things. And this is, next slide. Right? That's where we're at? No, that's not where we're at. Next slide. That'd be cool, though, wouldn't it? All right, so this is really where we're at here, and these are the blessings that God has given us. And I just want to kind of talk about how the building kind of came about. Back in 2008, we had some families in our church that were, and the leadership of the church at that time was very forward-thinking, and that God was going to be moving us towards having a building here in Gainesville. And so they started to put aside some money into a savings account in preparation for that. Next slide. So we started a couple of campaigns, and the one we're currently in is called, I almost said Journey to Faith, Rob, Faith to Sight. And in 2011, we kicked that off, and we were able to put $100,000 debt reduction payment in at that point, to our regular, in addition to our regular mortgage payments. In 2012, we were able to give an additional $125,000 to our payments toward debt reduction. And so far in 2013, we've gone $75,000. And you can see up there that we have pledged to give about $320,000, a little over that, and that we have actually already received $203,000 of that and some change to put towards our mortgage. And so what does that mean? Honestly, that helps us free up money that we can be using for ministry in our church. And every time we get to a certain goal in the Faith to Sight, we're able to refinance our mortgage with our mortgage company. And so that's a blessing that we're able to do that, and that is such a awesome that the Lord has laid that on people's hearts to do that. There's still a year remaining in the commitment, and so it's never too late to give towards this. So up here, you can visit our church blog. I put it up there. Or you can contact Adam Means, who is our church treasurer, and he'd be happy to give you more information on how you can help us pay down that mortgage. Next slide. All right, so what are our financial goals? First and foremost, we want to meet our budget for 2013. Adam talked a little bit last week about number of families that are giving, number of people that attend our church, number of members, and really and truly, our prayer is that we would meet that budget, and not only meet it, but exceed it. And we need to exceed it by around $50,000. And that would enable us to do the second thing here, which is hire an assistant pastor, which I want to talk about next. Next slide. So what is an assistant pastor going to do with us at our church? That person's going to work with our youth, children's, and adult ministries, so big task ahead. They're going to build teams of volunteers to share in that ministry, and they're going to participate in part of the pastoral ministry administrative duties to kind of work alongside Rob and work together there. So that is something we are definitely envisioning towards and excited about. Last slide, I think. So what does this look like? We need to give generously. God has entrusted to us great care of all things that are in our own lives, and it's His. And so we need to, as 2 Corinthians said, give generously. And our hope as a church is that we would see that increase, to see a 10% increase in the people that give. And we really would like to see that probably by January of 2014. I think when the new budget is out and we see the blessings that God has given to our church, that would allow us to do those ministries we talked about and looking towards an assistant pastor. Give sacrificially. I know a lot of times that's something that's kind of a sensitive topic because, you know, sometimes people feel like they give sacrificially. I know for my own life, I try and justify reasons why I can't give more. And so that's something that I need to trust the Lord with more. What are ways that I can personally give sacrificially and trust Him so that He can further His kingdom in our church and how our church works in Gainesville? So I just leave you with, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus, from Philippians 4. And I pray that that would be our prayer in our own heart, my heart, and in your heart in the days to come. Would y'all bow with me to pray real quick? Heavenly Father, we are beyond grateful for your care in our lives. You are the maker of heaven and earth. You are the sustainer of all things. You are the provider of all that we have. And so we ask that you would challenge our hearts with your Holy Spirit on ways that we can give, Lord, to those of us who are giving currently, Lord, that you would help us realize that that is an act of worship and that you are glorified and honored in that, and that you would receive those gifts, Lord. And we just pray that you would teach us to be more sacrificial in our giving. Teach me, Lord, which ways that I can pursue you and trust you more in my own finances, and that you would take those and multiply them for your kingdom here at CCC. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.